Marilyn Monroe, Brillo pads, Jean-Michel Basquiat, The Last Supper, Elizabeth Taylor, Campbell's soup cans. What possibly could all of these disparate subjects have in common? Andy Warhol, of course. Hello, St. Pete. It's Radio St. Pete Insider Deb Carson. Before I share some news with you about a fun, artful party coming up this weekend that you won't want to miss, I must tell you a little about the supreme pop artist Andy Warhol, the subject of the aforementioned weekend party. Andy Warhol came up in Pittsburgh in the 1950s. He was influenced by the changing world from that post-war decade into the decidedly changed world of the 1960s. In that decade, Warhol came to prominence as a foundational pop artist and cultural icon. Warhol was influenced by, and arguably an influencer of, consumerism, advertising, the arts, and celebrity well into the 1970s and 80s. It's been said that the enduring legacy of Andy Warhol lies not only in his artistic output, but also in his profound impact on the trajectory of contemporary art. Through his radical imagining of subject matter, technique, and aesthetic sensibility, Warhol challenged entrenched notions of artistic authenticity and originality. So, listen up, pop art and culture enthusiasts. Warhol and his work is as relevant and alive today as he and it was in the latter part of the last century. And, St. Pete, I'm here to tell you that Andy Warhol is back in the house. St. Pete has had its own undying love affair with Warhol. In the last decade, his massive body of work covering not only art, avant-garde film and literature has appeared all over our fair town. In 2009, for instance, at the Museum of Fine Art. In 2014, at the Dalí. 2 winters ago, at the James Museum. And currently, at Floridorama, formerly known as The Factory, where artist Lucky Leroy presents Warhol-inspired creations. Now, for the news about the party of the weekend. Last year, the Floridian Social Club hosted a celebration of Warhol's 96th birthday. That party was so much fun and so darn successful that the Floridian is bringing back the event. Warhol's 97th birthday party will be celebrated at the Floridian this Sunday, August the 25th, from 2 to 5 p.m. The soiree will feature an eclectic collection of Warhol-inspired works by local artists, an Andy Warhol impersonator, and cocktails crafted especially for the occasion served in what? Of course, Campbell's soup cans. Advance tickets to the party are F-R-E-E free, if you RSVP online. Stay tuned and I'll provide that link to you shortly. Otherwise, it's just 5 greenbacks at the door. Be aware, though, dear listeners, that like all of the Floridian's events, the Warhol party is open only to those at least 21 years of age, and you will be asked to present a valid government ID at the door. If you've never been to the Floridian Social Club, or for those of you who may remember it when it was the State Theater, you're in for a treat. This historic building and cultural landmark dating back 100 years is in the heart of downtown St. Pete on Central Avenue between 6th and 7th Streets. Its Art Deco ambiance perfectly honors and blends the building's history with contemporary amenities and ambiance. A perfect place to celebrate Warhol's birthday. Now, here's the 411 to register for Andy Warhol's birthday pop art party. Go to www.thefloridiansocialclub.com. Until next time, I'm Radio St. Pete Insider Deb Carson wishing you, like Andy Warhol would, cheers to your own 15 minutes of fame.